Okay. So my name is Marvina, and I'm with DC Central Kitchen, and we're partnering with American University, and we're doing talking to people in the community about how the pandemic has affected them. What's your first name?
Jada.
Jada, nice to meet you, Jada.
You too.
So Jada, what has been the biggest challenge since the pandemic started for you?
Since the pandemic started, it'd probably be being out of work because my job was closed down. I was furloughed due to COVID. And then, you know, just the whole fear of not wanting to get sick myself or be exposed. And by time, you know, 2021 rolled around and we were at the mid end of the pandemic, being pregnant, that was probably the second hardest part because benefits weren't as, helpful as they could have been.
Okay. And is there anything that has been good for you during the pandemic?
Yeah, being able to do other things and express myself creatively because there's nothing else to do but stay in the house. And also just self-awareness, period, just learning, because this is a learning time period for us all.
Okay. And once the pandemic is over, is there anything that you're hoping will be different for yourself or the community or just in general?
Hoping this makes us all be more driven to seek independency, because when you have to depend on a certain system, it's hard when that system collapses due to something like COVID. So hopefully we can all seek more financial independency and entrepreneurship after this.
Okay. And where do you get most of your information that you can trust from?
Honestly, research, so I guess you can say online, but mainly like articles, reading books, like things that have a lot of academic backing, I guess you can say, support.
Okay. And how was your food access during the COVID?
It hasn't been as good as it can be because I just recently moved from Jersey. I wasn't eligible for food stamps out there. I'm trying to get them out here. So food supply hasn't been as good as it could have been. But, you know, we still eat or whatever. But, you know, I could use more of a food supply.
Okay. So have you heard of Martha's Table?
Yes, actually, I've heard of it. I've seen it in passing before, Martha's Table.
Okay. Because, you know, they give out food every day.
Oh, right.
From
the 11 pantry, yep.
Yep, to 4. And also bread for the city, which is on Good Hope Road.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. But they give out food, you know, on a daily basis. A lot of times with milk, green eggs, you know, just
okay,
a lot of
awesome.
Things. That, yes, absolutely. And do you shop at the little corner stores? Or
yes,
do you?
I like Elmira's a lot.
Okay. So how often do you shop here?
I want to say, like, not predominantly for groceries, but we may come here and get a couple of things because they do have a lot here. Mainly, like, for snacks or little things, but I want to say I come here at least, like, 3 times, 4 times a week.
Okay. And how do you find the product? How is everything? Is it fresh?
Oh, yeah, no, the product is really good. It's fresh and it's really organized and clean in there.
Okay. And so what is your biggest fear of the pandemic going forward?
That things will get worse and we'll backtrack, basically.
Okay. And how do you think that, and I know you said you haven't been here long before, as long as you've been here, how do you think that the district, the mayor, anybody, how do you think that they've handled the situation with the COVID?
Honestly, I don't have too much of an insight on it, but I think that I don't think that anybody has handled it ideally, any state or anything like that, only because I guess it's a first time thing and things are all over the place, but I think they've done what they can do like any other state, you know.
Okay. And what is your position on the vaccine?
I'm going to be honest, I am anti-vaccine, but I do believe in loyalty and family. My fiance, he had to get it for his job because he's federal, so I got it with him, especially because we have a newborn. But I am anti-vax, anti-anything. You don't research, so just do your research before you decide to get it.
Okay. And is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you'd like to discuss while we're just talking?
No, not particularly, only because I didn't have time to prepare, but not particularly. But, you know, what you guys are doing today is really good and, you know, very beneficial for the community, so.
Okay, so thank you again. I appreciate you taking time to speak with us.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, and you have